I got a sneeze. Stuck. Oh well, here we go. Welcome back to Squelch. I'm Dano.
And I'm Enthralamund, and we are here to remind everyone that Hearthstone is a game and that games are supposed to be fun. Thanks for laughing at my pain.
You're welcome. If you like what you hear today, head over to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star rating and a comment, and we'll read it on the show, and you'll become our favorite person in the universe.
Hey.
Yeah, I know. So our current favorite person in the universe is
Baystink.
Baystink, thank you.
I was Hooray!
Like, why?
I'm
like, why am I blanking on Bay's name? It's Baystink. So she's still our favorite person in the universe. So, which I think is fitting because Baystink is kind of awesome.
Yep.
So, and a far better Hearthstone player than me, as we both learned in THL.
I heard Baystink's record in THL was pretty sick this last
season. She was a 3C. I think I got to play her. I played her at least once or twice, and I don't believe it's ever been close. Like, yeah. Maybe I, like, RNG'd my way into, like, a win here or there, but, like, like, nope.
That's awesome.
Totally awesome. All right, cool. Let's go ahead and, I'm thirsty. So let's have some tea.
I'm also Hello, thirsty. I'm gonna take a water break.
Finley. Let's meet for tea after the match, shall we?
I'm just gonna intro every one of our segments now with, you know, what bodily function I am. So before Finley, I'm thirsty. Before Blades, I'm hungry. We don't need to talk about anything else. So we recorded on Thursday. Today is Monday, and then I actually went to bed Thursday with a sore throat, and going, haha, like Joel and Thrillman got me sick with his sore throat from Vancouver. And then I woke up with like a brutal headache on Friday and a really bad sore throat. And so I went to the doctor because I'm supposed to proctor the bar exam this week. And I can't now because I got tested for the COVID. And I'm still waiting on my results because, yeah, right? Ba-bum-ba-dum. I need to get the counterspell secret.
Did your nose bleed everywhere like me or no?
I don't know what you did wrong. They didn't even, like, it wasn't even the one that goes all the way back, like the flu. It was like literally a regular cotton swab. He brushed in my nostril gently, and then we were done.
Oh, no. So, mine was, no, sir.
So yeah. I've had the flu swab, which one, which they put up your nose, and then they like swab parts of your brain, and yeah. Then come back out. So I've had that one done before.
That's what they did to me, and then they were like, hang on. Yeah, hang on. Yeah, it was like, I kept being like, oh, I just need to squint, it'll be over in a second. It was not over in a matter of seconds. I don't know what was going on, but the lady was really nice otherwise. I don't know.
Let me tell you about my kidney stone sometime. Ooh, and getting the stent out. Holy smokes. Let me just talk about that.
Yeah.
That was the longest 30 seconds. Actually, the longest. Okay, so when I was, you know what? Never mind. You know what? Never mind.
Don't Google it. Let's not talk about it. Yeah.
I was gonna talk about after my brain surgery and like having to like, so after like major surgery, like, you know, your like bodily functions don't always work properly, and I couldn't pee. Let me just say, well, leave it at that. And if anyone wants, I'll give you the full story later. It's super funny, but maybe not child appropriate.
Dan's DMs are filled with, tell me your pee story.
You'd be surprised. I might have told that story on the show before, actually. I know I've definitely told it on stream. But stream, haha, get it?
You told your off-stream story on stream?
I did.
I guess it would be your stream off story. Never mind.
Yep,
okay.
Yep, exactly. You got it. But anyways,
what are we doing?
I was sick.
We're having tea with Finley. Oh, you were sick. Yeah. Right.
I was sick. So
but
like,
you're still
and like,
alive.
I just wiped out. Like, I probably slept like 20 hours on Saturday, and then like on Sunday I slept until like noon, and then like I put in like, well, it was 11. I woke up at 11, and then I went and worked until like 6 because I had to make up for the work I missed on Friday because I felt so crappy. And I woke up this morning and I was like, oh my gosh, I am still really sick. And actually over the course of the day, I've been feeling better. So we'll see where I end up. But
that always happens though. And you're like, I feel great. And then you go to bed and you're like, oh, I feel terrible. And you wake up in the morning and I'm always like, I feel awful.
Yeah. I woke up with a cough this morning and like, I definitely have like, I am like, my breaths are a little bit shorter. Like I can definitely not take as deep of breaths, but I don't think it's anything like, I don't think I have the COVID, and I've wore my mask everywhere. And they're saying that like the mask as well as keeping other people sick, which is why you should wear your mask, by the way, because that's just called compassion. So I'm just saying it's compassion. That's what wearing your mask is. But anyways, it actually helps like with like the duration of symptoms and the severity of symptoms, because you're not getting as sick because less of the cough droplets are getting into your lungs. So wear your mask, I
less,
guess.
Less little COVID warriors are attacking your
yes.
system.
Yep. Hmm. Yep. 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 And also, it's compassion. That's what it is. Like, I just don't understand. Why is it so hard?
It's
like,
social,
who cares?
It's compassion, but it's also social responsibility.
Right? And that's, I mean, that's yeah. what compassion basically is, right? Like, I don't know.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. But, it's about respect
anyways,
for other people. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, I haven't got to play a lick of Hearthstone, which has been a total bummer because, like, I really want to play and the meta seems super fun, but, like, I just, like, have not got a chance. And so I'm a little bit bummed and I'm hoping that after we're done here that I'm going to go play some Hearthstone, but we'll see.
Yeah, I was on vacation in the mountains at a lake. It was lovely. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
And we had our whole, like... If you know what I paid, you wouldn't be playing that. We had a family member just like offered up basically for next to nothing. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty special.
That's awesome, though. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, my brother-in-law's father owns like a 300-acre farm up there also.
Cool.
So we can like camp there if we want. It's pretty cool.
Are there like cows and chickens?
Yes. No.
Oh,
there's cows.
Oh.
It's actually a hay farm. So like they grow all the hay. And then
sure.
Cut
no,
all the hay
I'm aware.
And
I grew up in Nebraska. I know of all the farms.
Cool. Anyway, yeah, so that was really awesome. I did play last night for 2 or 3 hours. And
hooray.
Hooray. Played pure paladin. I played terribly.
Nice.
I lost a lot of favored
Good
matchups.
Work.
And then by
Proud
the end of,
you. Of
the night, I went 50-50 and got back to where
hey,
I started.
Nice
so,
work.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Definitely out of practice, though. There were 2 or 3 games I dropped either because I didn't play to an out, or there were a couple where I just straight up misplayed and I just felt rusty. Being good at Hearthstone a lot for me is like just playing enough that I'm sharp. I don't know if other people find that. I do.
Oh, that's a big part of Hearthstone. I can definitely tell you I'm a way better player when I'm playing the game as opposed to when I'm like just dropping in and playing here and there.
Yeah.
It's a big, big difference. Like, because like you just meta awareness is so much better, right? Like having at least an idea of what they're going to do.
One game where I lost because I didn't play around Rottnest on 5.
Oh,
last
well.
Night. And I like,
yeah, that's, that will definitely happen.
Why? What? Like what? I had, mind it's you, just, 5 yeah. hours of cleaning the cabin and packing up and
mm-hmm.
then like
mm-hmm.
a 6-hour drive and then like a couple
right.
hours of unpacking, putting my kids to bed. Like it was a long day. But that's still not
yeah.
an excuse. That's no excuse, oh. Joel. You got to win on ladder. No, I don't know.
I'll tell you when I make those kind of dopey like moves so much more often when I'm streaming. It seems like it'll be just like, hey, you know, when it's just me or like I'm in chat or like I'm in Discord with someone. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's turn 5, so got to play around the kill around the play a minion dragon. But then when I'm like chatting with chat and I'm like laughing at myself and trying to be like, you know, have a good time and
how are
I'll
they ever
like,
gonna deal with this giant minion.
It's like, oh yeah, that one card that just totally wrecks that I would play around in any other situation but just didn't play around here. Yeah. Or my favorite is when I'll talk about playing around it and then I'll like get sidetracked and talk about something else and then just not play around it. I do that quite often as well.
There was one game where I still almost pulled out a 20-minute game, but on turn 3,
oof.
My mouse has been acting up. It's like a USB mouse. I want to get one that just mm-hmm. plugs in. I've had it for like 6 years, mm-hmm. and it's been acting up, and straight up, I went to hit a Sethic on turn 3 to clear it, and I hit the priest's face, and it was because my mouse like was just acting up. It was not a miss. It wouldn't have been. And I was like, no. And like 20 minutes later, I still almost won the game, and I just lost. And I was just like, I spent, because they apotheosis'd it, and then they made it bigger again. And like, so I took about 15 damage to face from it, and I cleared it like 4 turns later, and they got full hands of value. And I just was like, ugh. I could send you the replay. Yeah. It's the funniest thing in the world. And it's just like, goodness me. Anyway.
So no. The one thing that did happen this last week was our birthday live stream, which was a ton of fun.
It was a blast.
So much fun. Everyone that showed up and was like in chat, it was great. If you listen to the episode and we're like, why are they just trailing off and not talking? It's because we were reading chat and we're not very good at multitasking. But
absolutely. Yeah. I had so much. I actually didn't read chat as much as I thought I would, and it went better for me than
I couldn't help myself.
And I still like 5 or 6 times throughout the podcast, I was just, wait, what are we doing?
I would just catch myself laughing at some like joke somebody said, and then be like, "Oh, now I have to explain the joke."
Oh, what was the part? People just started posting like potential reviews. Oh, those were fantastic. We should screenshot those and post those. Those are really funny. Yeah.
If you do want to read the chat, I think I think my favorite part about the episode, though, well, maybe the squelchiest thing, was me joking about my cat. Junior Mint, who she just loves a cord. Like, she's never seen a cord she doesn't want to play with, and kind of like laughing and about it. And then like 4 minutes later, her just like being behind my computer and then just turning off the power cable to like everything, and everything just shutting down. And then I was like just staring at my computer like, what?
And then the most ridiculous hat thing ever happened, which was as soon as you came back on, he was like, why aren't you getting like a cat protector for your surge protector? And you're like, where would I even find one? And he was like, link. And it was like, of course you have the link to that. Like,
the Google foo is strong with that one. I would say not a lot of Hearthstone played since our last episode. I've thought about Hearthstone a lot. I have struggled, and
I'm sorry to laugh. You're just like, I haven't played, but I've thought about it a lot.
Put in the mental reps. I'll be honest though, like, and this is a Naga sandwich thing, but like, I think it belongs here because of like, it was my week in Hearthstone because I was like not feeling well. I am so far behind on the card reveal stuff that I'm not even trying to keep up anymore. I missed 3 days, and I have missed like entire like new ways to like classes are going to play. Like, it is bonkers. Like, the pace of stuff getting dropped. Like, I'm like, I want to know what's happening. I want to keep up, but I'm also like kind of busy and or sick, and so therefore can't. I caught up a little bit tonight before the show, which was good, which is fun. And I think the Regis Kilbin stream, we'll talk about that as well in the sandwich. But
cool.
Yeah.
But thanks for everyone who came to the live stream. It was really fun.
My gosh.
And you made us feel like 10 or 15, or I didn't see how many people people care about us and the show to come to the live stream and chat.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Like, in all honesty, when people want to hear what you have to say, that's pretty cool. I like listening to people talk, and I like talking, and it was nice to get that feel. So thank you.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. We just we say it a lot, but we really do mean it. Like, the community is just so much fun, and thank you all for hanging out again. It was awesome. There was part of me that just kind of was like, is it just going to be Enthrall of Monday night?
Bat in arms and ridiculous hat. Yeah.
And then it ended up being just a whole bunch of people.
Fell asleep. I was like, no.
But then, like, in the most surprising part was like everything dropped, and I had to restart my computer, like you'd expect, and restart the stream and everything. And then
we had no sound for the first 10 minutes of our podcast.
Yeah. It was ridiculous. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, there was a Windows update, I think. And so, like, all of, like, my settings for Discord and for my like, OBS and for, like, my Stream Deck, like, everything, reverted back to, like, like the out of the box settings, and so nothing worked. I did not realize that had happened until we started the stream, and so like it was just like, we can't hear you. I was like, oh no, I'm not great with this stream stuff. But then like I was able to figure it out, which made me feel super great about me.
Oh, fixing things. There's nothing that makes me feel like a somewhat capable adult than like fixing, I know, right? Something simple. Yeah.
Oh. And by the way,
I am competent. That's
like I can fix a Hearthstone stream. Not a single thing is going to break on my car that I can fix. Like the answer to everything is just to call somebody else.
Yeah, totally.
All right, here we go.
My blades, you taste? Yes.
I wasn't expecting a new drop. I love it. Thanks, so, Yoda. I didn't know Yoda actually listened to the podcast. Do we get a download on Dagobah every week?
Yeah, we do. We do. Get that Dagobah download. that was Tito. Thank you, Tito. That was so great, good.
Thank you. That was so great. That was awesome, dude. Thanks so much.
So my first good this week is Regis Kilbin being able to say that Demon Hunter doesn't have reliable heal with a straight face.
Wait, what?
So on today's, whenever it was, like reveal stream that he did, they were going over the new Spellstone thing or Soulstone that Warlock and Demon Hunter has.
Yeah.
And Regis is like, and one thing that both, you know, Warlock and Demon Hunter really need is, you know, they don't have that reliable heal because, you know, Demon Hunter is just using their, you know, their face so often to clear minions and Warlock's tapping. And I'm like, wow, dude, like look at you with a straight face saying that, like, you know, the class with the most heal in the game, Ryan Neal, doesn't have reliable heal.
That's pretty funny. Did you watch much of the video though? I like Regis.
I got like halfway through it and it was awesome because he's a dream, right? Yeah, it was so much fun. Oh yeah, I mean, and then there's just
he's a very articulate dude. And
yeah, speaking
also,
of art,
he has a great beard too. I mean, he just does.
He does.
That should be really fun.
Yeah, that was Regis Kilbin saying that should be really fun.
That should be really fun.
Is that about Demon Hunter? Are you coming down? I don't remember.
That was when he was talking about, I think he was talking about Demon Hunter and Warlock again with something. Oh, so he was talking about having to, if you draw the Soul Stones prior to, so it adds that like little bit of play where you don't want to like sit on those cards too long because that you could draw that the Soul Stone and then you lose out on the benefit of playing the minion with like the Soul Stone, you know, benefit or whatever. And so he was talking about how that could be kind of a fun way to play. And we've had that happen before with like, you know, Finja and stuff where you want to get Finja down and attacking before you draw your war leaders and stuff. So it's not an original idea necessarily, but like that, the Soulstone idea. Soulstone,
yeah,
right?
It's a little more solid, is original, cemented version of it, right? Where it's like you're putting them in there. It's like the bombs in your opponent's deck before you play Dr. Boom, right?
And you want to get all those little bombs. Same thing. You don't want them to draw the bombs. I think that's probably a better correlation, like a better,
well,
what's the word
thank
I'm looking for?
You, analogy?
Analogy, thank you. Better analogy.
I appreciate that.
Yep. Yeah, so what's our... What's our not so good this week?
Oh, man. Like, Dan wrote this in here today, and I agree 1,000%. And I'm not sure if they've announced this yet, but I've already heard people talking about it, so I'm pretty sure it's been announced. Our preemptive annoyance that the big streamers are going to get to play the set before everyone else again.
Yep.
How do I put this into words? Why?
Yes, I think that's a good way to start. It's a good place to start.
Because you want people to be excited and to open packs. Well, there's actually two things I really dislike that they do. This is the one. The other is opening your packs before the day of in the creating your own, what do you call it? Tavern?
Oh, your own tavern?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it together. And the reason they do that is to take the load off the servers on the day it comes out. Yeah, I get that. That's cool. So that makes sense. But I absolutely loathe that they do it. Because...
It's funny.
For years...
Doesn't affect me at all.
For years, on expansion day, you would log in and that little legendary thing would just be taken off and everyone was opening their packs at the same time.
Yeah,
like
you go
on for that
super
first
fun.
24 hours. It was like this pack opening party and all your friends list on your friends list. And they'd be like, grats, dude, grats. That's amazing. I got this. Hey, have you played this yet? No, I'm still opening packs. Me too. And it was like this crazy. And now like, when I get on day one, most people already have their packs open. They're all playing. I'm like half an hour after the thing's opened, and or I get home from work and everyone's played. And well, did you play Dog's deck from a week ago? And I'm like,
yeah,
no, I'm just gonna build my Jade Rogue over here and try and make that work. Well, someone's telling me I already am not playing a meta deck. Like, it's not that the meta gets figured out, because it doesn't.
Nope.
But it's like the community behaves differently. The relationship between us and the community and each other is different. It's not as I mean, as someone who celebrated Christmas growing up, right? Like, it's not as Christmas morning. It's more like, it's not like a birthday party where we're all playing the same, we're all at the same speed. It's like, it's just like, and there is something really crappy about like, well, these popular kids over here, which, good for them, they're kind of the mm-hmm. backbone of the community and they should get mm-hmm. support and they should get stuff like this, mm-hmm. but they're going to mm-hmm. get to play and all you lower class members can watch them play. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Just go watch them play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you paid us $160, you paid us $100, you paid us $80, we don't care, let them play first. And, right, like, and it's like I don't know,
part of me, like, and I don't watch, so I, like, in the past I would watch, like, I would go and watch Dog's stream on day one, right, because Dog was gonna come up with something awesome or do something stupid.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'd be the same thing
in the background, but like, I'd always have them on or something. Yeah,
yeah. But like, now it's like, I'm not, I don't want to go, I don't want to be spoiled, right? I don't want like, oh, guess what? Demon Hunter's already great. And here's a new way. Everyone's going to be playing Demon Hunter. And then it's like that first day is kind of like, you know, bum, bum, ba dum.
Well, what are they? The soul shards or whatever? Oh, we watched Dog try to play this.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't working
not good.
Very well. It's not
yeah,
good.
That's like,
you know, it's like, what? Give me 10 minutes to try it. Like,
yeah, I think yeah. that's kind of my what I miss the most about it. And I don't even, like, I think you give those people, because you are right, they're the backbone of the community. Like, those people deserve, like, they keep Hearthstone ticking. Like, my, like, all the respect in the world to people like, you know, like Dog or Regis or Firebat or, you know,
yeah.
all of the above who just Alex really, Spaza, like,
yeah.
Know, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, for sure. Who just really, in
Zalae.
Day in, day out, yeah, Zalae or Kibler or, yeah, you all know who I'm talking about, right? Like, they
just
deserve
start calling
everything
him
they
Uncle
get.
Kibby. Isn't he Uncle
Ooh,
Kibby?
I think we call him Uncle Kibby. But yeah, it's just, it takes the fun out of day one, right? Like, I'm no longer am I going to craft, you know, Sergeant Sally and expect her to be playable.
Sergeant Sally. I'm
because,
sorry I told you it was good. I didn't know.
Like, that's just, I think, like, there was, it was so much, like, expansion day, that first day, like, it was a day I would take off of work because yeah. it was so crazy. And, like, sometimes you were just like, yeah, you know what? I think playing Pirate Warrior is going to wreck and everyone's going to be trying all this cool new stuff. I'm going to punch him in the face. And sometimes that's fun to do. And other times it's just like, you want to play that bad stuff, right? Like, I'm going to play Pure Paladin or I'm going
to
do this
I
or that.
I got a week to play this stuff. Now it's like, I got 2 days to play this stuff.
If you're lucky, right? And yeah. if you can't play the first day, like, that meta is kind of already, like, starting to stabilize sometimes. And so much of that is because, like, the real, like, people who do kind of generate, like, you know, what the meta can be to a certain extent are have already starting to solve their meta. Whether or not it's going to be right or wrong doesn't matter because it's what the community believes. And if the community believes that, then that's what you're going to get on day one. And so then, like, the meta shapes around what they've already decided or what they think is going to be good, even though maybe or may or may not be good. And that's the part that bums me out, is it's like it's warping the meta on day one, which has traditionally been the most bonkerest of days, right? And so now we're already getting a semi-warped meta, even if it's incorrectly solved, it is solved to a certain extent. That bums me out. So I want those people and those streamers to get as much like views and to be able to play Hearthstone as like content creators and have that be their full-time job 100% of the time. And I want Hearthstone to stay good and valid. And if this is what it takes for that to be to happen, then okay, I guess I'll live with it. But I wish there were other ways to generate excitement than kind of like ruining day one of the expansion. So to steal your not so good that I gave you. So right.
Best good.
Best good. Small streams.
Hey! I think
I love a small stream. I was, you know, I feel like there are less small streams around than there used to be. But I think part of it is like half of them are just playing Battlegrounds, which isn't a thing I enjoy watching on stream.
more than half of them are playing Battlegrounds. Yeah,
which is fine. Like, obviously people love it and cool. It's another way to play the game. We've always wanted more ways to play the game. I'm not crapping on Battlegrounds or Battleground streams. But I love a good small stream and a consistent small streamer. Like, those are my favorite, right? Like if you can, like it used to be J Billy B back in the day or Ike before Ike got famous. You could go into Ike's stream and it'd be like you and five other people.
Yeah.
Or you go to J Billy B stream and it'd be you and like, you know, three people and then his girlfriend. Like, you know, that's just so much fun, right? Like,
yeah.
And like you want them to grow and become famous and, you know, I know that J Billy he was doing some stuff with the Hearthstone team for a while behind the scenes. I'm not sure what he's doing now. Ike is obviously Ike and everyone knows who Ike is and he's crazy famous and he's Ike, right? So cool. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Firebat back in the day, like when he first started streaming and he was streaming at like, you know, like the 2 a.m. till 6 a.m. time slot in order to get like the views.
That was fun. Yeah, I remember that.
Right?
That wasn't super small, but it was niche.
No, it wasn't, but it was niche, right?
The one that I watch every night now when I'm going to bed and I'm going to bed too late is a guy named what is it exactly? Dunkle Doodle Doo. He's a guy from I believe Northern England, and he's just an absolute blast. And I had over watching his stream the other day, and like his cash in points are fantastic. First of all, he's a fantastic player. He's like top right now. He's like top 200 EU.
Crazy.
But he's like the way he says hi. He's like, hey, it's good to see you to like everybody, right? With a fantastic accent that I'm not going to mirror because that's insulting. And then like he lives in a flat with his wife, and like she has a hula hoop, so you can charge him points for him to do hula hoop. You can charge him points for him to do a 360 in his chair. My favorite, he has a great Deckard Cain impression. And so he'll be like, someone will exchange their points to get Deckard Cain. And he goes, he says, stay a while and listen. And then he sits back and goes, Deckard Cain. Like every time. And that's all he says. Like, and he has there and back again. And you click that one and he runs to the wall and back to his chair and he counts and it's three times. 1, 2, 3. Okay, I'm back. And like he's got like all these little, but honestly, he's a super positive guy. When someone says something mean, he's like, why would you say that? Like, why? What's wrong with you, dude? That was really mean. I don't care if you're joking. Like he gets like, but he just, and like you can tell he's just like wherever he's at right now, he's not working and he's just trying the streaming thing and people are being super supportive. And like, I guess a month ago he was getting like 30-ish viewers and now he's like 50 or 70 or
that's
more.
That's awesome. And that's so hard, by the way.
So like if you haven't watched him, he's on, like he probably comes on around midnight Pacific. I don't know. And I always find myself at like 2 a.m. watching it being like, I should be sleeping and then waking up early because I have kids and wondering why I feel so tired all day. But he's great. I love that stream a lot right now. That's the one where like I can't leave it alone. Yeah.
Ridiculous Hat has an amazing stream, by the way.
Yeah.
I think I would still consider it smallest for some weird reason.
Brookworm. Have you watched Brookworm?
Yep. Yes, great. Of course I have. Yeah. She's amazing. Yeah, she's absolutely fantastic. Amazing.
Just a chill spot to hang and play Hearthstone. That's what I want too. Like good play is a bonus, but it's not necessary. Like, I would much rather watch someone who is listening to some good tunes or just has like a good attitude. For me, streams are a lot like podcasts. Like, they just kind of like make me feel like I'm hanging out with someone that I enjoy their company. And that's like,
kind of why I love the small stream, right? Like, I think I will almost always gravitate to a small stream over a larger one because it's like, when like there's, you know, 1,000 of us in there, like chatting is you know, it still happens and you're still part of a community, but it is a different feeling and you have a different sort of relationship with the streamer, I feel like. Mm-hmm.
It's like going to a restaurant where you're a regular too, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Yo, what's up, Lou? Hey, Barb. Hey, whoever, right? Like, you're just like, you walk in and you know people, right?
Yep. Like for me right now, like I'm either going to be watching Fondue Rage or I'm going to be watching Ridiculous Hat. Like those two, they both stream at the same time, but I'm almost always in one of their streams. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm like, you know, it's hard because they're daytime streamers, but I'm at home so I can have them in like the, you know, second screen and that kind of stuff. But yeah, where it's like you just pop in. It's like, yeah, these are two of my friends and I'm going to watch them play this game and we're going to chat and make jokes. And that's awesome. That's super fun, right? And that's just like a really, I think, my favorite part of like a good small stream. Or like, you know, if I'm up at 3 a.m, I'll watch your stream.
I keep wanting to stream again. Like, I need to do that. I haven't streamed on my new computer yet. I don't have a webcam, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm going to be streaming tomorrow, I hope. So Tuesday. I was worried I wasn't going to be able to, but I am feeling much better. So like if tonight's anything like tomorrow night, I should be just fine.
I have a blast watching your stream. It's fun.
Yeah, I'm trying to get up. We have some new ideas for how to unsalt me when I get salty. So I got the book .con from James Veitch. I'm thinking maybe we'll get to like read some excerpts from that. It's when, I'm not sure if you know who James Veitch is, but he's the guy who, he's English. He's amazing. He's super funny. He's a comedian and he's just wonderful.
Cool.
Crazy smart, right? So he just made it his like job for a while to just like keep telemarketers like scam callers on the phone or on the email for as long as possible. So he decided one day he's going to respond to every spam email.
That is fantastic.
And so he did that. And so he turned it into a TED talk and like some stand up. And so he printed a book and he has all of them in a book right now. And so I'm like, these are just so good. I have to share them with the world. So like, but this wasn't like a way to pimp my stream or your stream, but it was like, I like people like Fondue and Hat and, you know, like the people that you're messaging and even like Brickworm, who like is really kind of, I think, doing really, really well. She's been having like 150 viewers on the regular now, which is so awesome.
Yeah. I don't know where she's at, but it's a lot more than a couple months ago, and that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But so, one of the other things, you know what, that's been happening to me, is like I'll play people on ladder, and then by like the third or fourth time I see their name, like I'll just search for them on Twitch and I'll throw them a follow if they're on there. And then I'll see them streaming and I come and watch. And yeah, it's like four or five people. There's Tom Berry Blue. I was watching that happened. A bunch. I've been watching Donkey a bit more. Who's big in the Coin Concede community. Who actually has a really cool website up now. I believe it's his, right? Where like autofills all the current like decks being played by popular streamers online and just like has lists of deck lists. Anyway, I was watching him last
and
night. But
Wash's
like, and I love
go watch what's Wash's full
Wash in the Wind?
Yes, Wash in the Wind. Yeah, Wash has a great little stream as well, which is definitely worth a follow.
Yeah, I'm following, but I haven't caught the stream yet. I think I need to make a point to stop by.
Or
Mike Lowe.
Ron Mexico. Go follow Ron Mexico. Yeah. Ron Mexico is a THL person who is just really, really good and really, really funny. So like,
he's got a hilarious voice.
Yeah, too. So like picture me and then make me actually funny and then good at the game, and that's what you got with Ron Mexico.
He's got a Reno Jackson mustache and smile and voice.
Yeah.
Like he's got a bit of
he's outstanding. I'm like just a huge fan of Ron. So
and Mike Lowe is hilarious. Yeah. Have you seen him? He'll be
I haven't
like
caught the stream yet.
At the cabin, he'll be like at his cabin on his cell phone with like a camera shot of him. I love it. And he's just like streaming away. Yeah, but there's small streams. Go find some small streams.
Yeah.
Post them in our Discord. Post them on Twitter.
Let us know. I asked in Discord who your favorite small streams are. Like, tweet at us. Ben Hearthstone, if you're listening, thank you, by the way, for the plug today. That was awesome. You're the best. But let us know some small streams if you know anybody. Small streams. I love to follow like those. It's more fun, and I feel like, you know, it's nice to support each other as well, like, you know, so.
Yeah, and it means, like, not only do you get a streamer or a player who's going to respond and, like, talk with you potentially, but you also often can make that person's day.
Oh my gosh, right? Like,
right? Like, it means a lot to have someone just come by and be like, hey, I could do anything with my time right now, and I wanted to come by and see how you're doing and play a game with you.
Yeah, I got, so this was 3-4 weeks ago maybe, and this was before I got, like, before I was streaming on a regular schedule. I was just streaming one night, and it was just me hanging out and streaming and talking through my plays to myself, and it was fine, you know, no big deal. I was having a good time. And, like, some dude, like, just raided me with, like, four viewers, and like they hung out and like chatted for like an hour, and it was just the best thing. I got like a couple follows out of it, and I was like, wow,
that's amazing.
Thank you for making my entire day. Like, yeah, it's such a little small itsy bitsy thing, but like it's cool, right? Because there's still this effort that goes into this kind of stuff, and like, you know,
yeah,
and you know, being able to support with like even just like hanging out and just throwing in like, you know, a few things in chat, it's just amazing how like much someone will perk up, especially if like you can see sometimes when someone's been streaming for a couple hours and it's just been them, you know, and they're like, you know, oh, okay, here we go, do the next thing. But like as soon as you start chatting with them, they sit up, you know, and start actually talking, and it just becomes more fun for them and more fun for you. So, you know, it's yeah. cool to lurk, but you know, if you also chat, like it means the world. And you know, go find some of those small Absolutely. Streamers and like throw them a follow, and if you see them like streaming on the regular, like definitely give them some a little bit of love, because that's fantastic. So
mm-hmm. love it.
Yeah,
all right,
cool. Let's move on to, oh, I didn't put Why So Salty on the thing today. Oh, let's get salty.
Nice. I was gonna do it, and I was saying why instead of let's. Okay, love it.
All right, so I got the first one, you got the second one. So the first one is from, these are by the way, both from today's YouTube video with Regis.
With Regis, yep. Killing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And okay. So Logo Go from Kieron, K-E-R-O-N. I don't think it's a real place.
Karen,
sure. Says, this is quote, such a reliable tool, unquote, is a funny way of saying, quote, this will be nerfed later.
Were they talking about a card? They're talking like, about this Demon is Hunter. Such a reliable tool for yeah. Demon Hunter. That's very funny.
The second one is yours here.
Nanja 555 says, and here I thought Demon Hunter had a limited healing, like what they said about the class when it came out. more Demon Hunter shade.
Yeah, I love throwing Demon Hunter shade though, right? Like Lamau Demon Hunter is like one of my favorite things. Like it's just it's just such a it's
been a journey.
It's been a journey.
I'm actually not too worried about the new cards coming out for Demon Hunter in general.
You know, I think so. Demon Hunter is in a weird place for me. I think I need to find a fun Demon Hunter deck that's a little off meta but still wins, that I really enjoy, to actually start to like find some love for the class, because right now,
well, you were finding that with your big Demon Hunter deck.
I didn't play a lot of it though, really, and I guess I could play, maybe I'll play some big Demon Hunter the next couple of days. That could be kind of fun, especially the end of a season. I've kind of phoned it in. I'm on like rank 5-4 something like that, so maybe I'll do that.
Hey, hipster Dan, no one's playing it right now. No one is playing that deck, dude.
She might be a reset.
That is your deck if you want it. It's right there. Just grab it, hipster Dan.
Put it that way.
You're like, but no one's playing Sandbox Mage either, and it's like, you're right.
It's true.
Like, no one will play that deck.
And I feel like I want to finish the season out strong with the Sandbox Mage, because like I got the counter and everything. So we'll see how many puzzle boxes we can get to this month. So playing it, you know, on stream on a regular basis. So
cool.
Yeah. So move on to some card reviews, huh?
Card reviews? Card reviews.
Who is that one?
It was Nomad Farmer from Discord.
Aw, Nomad, you're awesome, dude. Those are card reviews. Card reviews. I like that he answered his own question.
demons? Demons.
Yeah, that's totally what it was. Oh, I didn't even notice. Oh my goodness, that's hilarious. For someone who loves the voice lines in Hearthstone, I love them. I think they're amazing at them. I never remember what they are.
Oh.
Like, if you ask me what one card is, I never remember. I'm so bad at it. Yeah. But I do love them.
Me too.
All right. Hey, let's go to card reviews. What did you got?
So
what's
my
up?
What tickled
your fancy?
My first is a priest one drop, a 1/4 vanilla minion called Frazzled Freshman. It's a priest 1/4. And the sound effect for this is going to be, oh God, I don't want to die. Because as soon as this is played, you're just going to run every minion you can into this thing because you know they're going to buff it soon. And so it's like the 110 for warrior, right? Doesn't matter if you can kill it. You're just going to put damage into it.
100%. Not in the face. Not in the face. Jimmy Arthur, like from The Tick.
It's like, leave me alone. Why are you doing this? Just like it just reminds me of
I want to go home.
Just like the seniors hazing the freshmen from Dazed and Confused, you know.
Aww.
It is awful. By the way, I love that movie. Ugh. Yeah. So how good is the art/theme? The art is fine, I would say.
Yeah,
it's not great, but it's not terrible. It's fine. They have like a Hearthstone pin. It's kind of fun and clever, right? I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
The theme, I don't necessarily understand how a 1/4 is a fragile freshman. That doesn't seem to make any sense to me.
Well, they were just looking for a thematic one drop.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, but the butt, I don't know.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Oh, they put on the freshman 15. They got a big butt.
Oh.
That's totally it.
They put on their COVID 15.
Oh, that's
Definitely it. Nice job, Hearthstone. So the art/theme is awesome.
We figured it out. We solved the riddle. We solved this riddle. We don't solve any of the riddles that get sent to us, but we solved this one. You're welcome. Everyone's like, we figured it out in 5 seconds. Way to go, guys.
How fun/interesting is this card? I think it's perfect in Priest. It's awesome. It's gonna be so good.
Yeah.
I guess that's not why it's fun or interesting, but I love that they just gave Priest like a blank slate to just build on, right? And that's exactly what this is, right? This is like something that they can just tempo out on one that they can build on, and that's perfect.
This is perfect. LMAO Priest.
Yep. Yeah.
LMAOA Priest, right? Like
yep.
AO. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah. But like this is like, you know how they were pushing Demon Hunter so hard. This is like. Yeah. I mean, this is just power creep, which is fine.
Sure.
You have to power creep to keep a game to some extent.
Oh, that should have been our best good.
Sure.
Oh, what were we thinking? The magic dude talking about Hearthstone. Oh,
Gavin Verhey.
Yeah, that was so awesome.
I pointed that out and everyone was like, yeah, game devs like play other games. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, of course they do. But like,
but how cool is this?
I've been following Gavin Verhey for years and I have never seen him.
Okay, I think my favorite part about it wasn't that he was talking about Hearthstone. It was that he just went out and called, like, was it Firebat and Zalay or No Hands and Zalay? It was somebody.
It was Zalay.
He just put a couple people out on blast. Like, yeah, of course it's power creep. That's how you grow a game.
Oh, no, yeah. No, he was agreeing with Zalay.
Yeah.
Zalay was calling someone else out.
Yeah.
And then he, obviously, like, Zalay is an old magic
right? Yep.
So he would know Gavin. And so, yeah, he's just responding to Zalay, which was
cool. Awesome.
But, like, I made a point. Everyone's like, yeah, devs, like, play tons of games. I'm like, I know that.
I like that you posted like, it.
The guy who's selling magic online every day, I've never heard him post about another CCG, so I thought it was cool.
I think it's quite obvious that like Hearthstone and Magic, they pretty much just develop their games in tandem at this point. Like, let's just be honest. Like,
well, they look at each other.
Of course
for
they
sure.
do.
I have
no problem with it.
I don't know how much Magic feels like they need to look at Hearthstone, but they definitely do.
I think they should be if they're not, because it's obviously a very, very well done in the digital space. But love this Priest minion. Cool. I didn't think it got a lot of love. It got like, kind of got looked over, I felt like, when it was released last week. And I'm like, come on.
I think people talked about this. I don't know.
I don't know. I've had a hard time keeping up. But
yeah. Matt at Arms about exploded when this came out. He was like a 1-4. I was like, I know, right? Like, that's just, yeah, it's big.
All right.
It's stats. Stats are stats.
I know. Right? I almost wanted to use a stats line again, right? But like, that's so good. Like, a 1-mana 1/4 is so good. Like, that's crazy, right? Like, a 3-mana 1/10 is good. Like, a 1-mana 1/4 is insane.
Yeah.
So what have you got?
It's really good. Okay, so the first card I'm doing. Dan and I have been, like, heatedly debating this card for a lot of days. And we're not even, like, super opposed. It's just my train of thinking has led me to a very passionate space, which is very strange.
I don't disagree with you. I just don't agree with you.
So my card is Totem Goliath, and when you play this, it's gonna go boof. I was a tree. Stats. It's gonna say stats after.
Because boo, I'm a
when
tree.
When it dies,
boof,
when
I
it dies,
I love it. It's so good. Yeah. I died.
But
I died.
I was chatting with Hat, and I was like, "You're gonna play this and boof stats." Right? Like, but he's gonna say stats when he dies, really, right? Like, that's you're gonna kill it. He's gonna be like, "More stats."
So what does this card do?
All right. Oh, yeah. It's a 5-mana 4/5 shaman card.
Totem.
It's a totem. Death Rattle, summon all 4 basic totems. So,
Overload 2.
How good? Overload 2. Yes, that's very important. How good is the art and theme? I love the art.
The art's
totems
amazing.
Are always cool. There's always a little bit of an uncomfortable space with, like, appropriation of cultural appropriation and things.
Yes.
And this is playful enough, hopefully it doesn't, I don't know, I always have a bit of a worry there, so I always have to mention that in these spaces. I kind of wish they weren't called totems, but you know, that's fine. Let's not spend too much time there for right now.
Yeah.
I do really love the hunky-dory playful nature of this giant mm-hmm. Goliath. Mm-hmm. The way they're walking is just like, oh, you know. And the beautiful, like, color scheme is very just like kind of nature colors and the elements.
Yeah.
And some bright orange wood. It's
and the
beautiful.
Totem, all 4 totems for like their like shoulder pads, all 4 totems are up on
yeah.
the shoulder pads.
Oh,
and
the giant Hearthstone pauldrons
yeah.
on this little torso and these giant legs. It's and this tiny, tiny little head. It's fabulous. Yep. Well, the flame totem is its head, right? Like, and then the mana totem's on its other shoulder. That's kind of funny. Anyway, what was I going to say? Okay, how fun or interesting this card is? Kind of boring in terms of like its mechanics, like being fun. Like it's a 4/5 and some it poops out some totems when it dies, right? Sorry, I'm knocking things off my
cool.
table.
Good work.
Totems, I love totem decks. I've always loved buffing totems. But like basic totems are always a little snooze fill.
Mm-hmm.
Like how good is it? This is the thing that happened. So Dan was like last week on the podcast was like, I'm going to talk about this card. It's terrible. Am I right? And I was like, yeah, this card is bonkers awful.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started listing all the reasons it was bad. And my next thought was, well, like, why did they make it?
Well,
and then I was like, oh, go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
So then I was thinking like, okay, well, this isn't like, everyone's like, you know, this isn't a battle cry. It's a death rattle. And I'm like, well, why would you even make this card then? Like the Overload 2, it makes it unplayable. And then I was like, well, but it's just like board protection, right? Like it's for that like, okay, well, you can remove my stuff and then I just have more stuff. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, well, what have we learned about stats lately? Like we've learned that getting a whole bunch of stats on board early that you can do something with is just really good.
Early is different than turn 5.
Okay. And so then I kept thinking, sure. I mean, turn 5 is really early in a game. Like, you don't keep this on the mulligan.
Oh, gosh.
But
no.
Like,
no.
But like, you can't deal with. So then I'm thinking, I'm like, can you deal with 12 health on turn 5? Like, and you've already been playing the game. And then you drop 12 health on turn 5. And it's 5 on the front and 7 on the back. And you can split this and you can. And I'm like, you were saying this is an interesting hill to die on. I'm very passionate about wondering if this is good. I'm not sure of myself. But I think, like, this could be really, really, really good. and I'm probably wrong.
So, like,
but I'm just like, it's just, you just, it, this is like, essentially this serves the purpose of Soul of the Murloc, but it's not nearly as bad as Soul of the Murloc, right? Like, that's kind of how I see it. I don't know.
So, like, you've, like, you're, like, I totally feel your stats, like, your stats argument, right? I think, yeah, I think it's good. I think that part is good, right? I think cards that have been kind of like this, like these death rattle type cards, where like it's like, oh, just the back half is just, you know, that's what makes it so powerful, is I think in the past has been less great because you don't always, you aren't able to maintain the initiative if they're able to take care of it, right? It's because because like if they're able to stall it or, you know, whatever else they can do, like if they're able to kind of handle it on board, it's not crazy powerful. But like, I do totally appreciate, I think like where I am stuck with this is like, I don't really know where it goes. Like, you know, cause are we putting it in Totem Shaman? Because like Totem Shaman, like by turn 5 and 6, like, I guess this is good, but like, I feel like you have probably already so thoroughly lost the board by then that it's either not, it doesn't matter because they'll be able to take care of it, or it's just completely win more.
They need to be way ahead to be able to clear 12
health. No, I mean, against Totem Shaman, it's pretty easy to stay way ahead because, I mean, the problem,
for sure,
that is the problem for with sure. Totem Shaman, right? Yeah, like, it's so simple to just kind of like maintain, like, because once Totem Shaman's in the meta, you just clear Shaman's totems until you know that it's not Totem Shaman, right? And then you then win the game. So,
I don't know.
But I don't disagree. I think that if you are able to get off your totem effects on this, it would be just insane, right? Like, that would be bonkers. But then I fall into like the, is it too cute? And like half of me is like,
well,
yeah,
that's magical,
it's too
Christmas
cute. But then the other half is like, is it too cute? So I don't know, man.
I see, but I don't think you're trying to hit this. I think that's just like the bonus, right? I think it, I feel like
I don't think that
you just like this, but then poops out its little babies, and then you just Storm's Wrath, and you play that with the 2/3, and then you play another Storm's Wrath, and then they all essentially have rush if they didn't get clear. If your opponent just popped them out, if your opponent didn't pop them out, you have a 4/5. Hat was funny. He's like, he was just like, what if someone uses Frozen Shadow Weaver on this?
That's like, kind of where I'm at, right? Too, right? Because like, they can just stall it. And that's kind of where I'm. That's kind of where my thing about the initiative goes with these kind of death rattle cards. Is that like, oftentimes,
only works if you're a Demon Hunter, right? Like, that only works to stall something if you're an aggro deck and you're going to win one or two turns from that. And then it just,
I mean, sure, but like, I mean, Mage can also stall out until they can deal with them as well, right? So I think I just like, I feel like the decks that want to do that are going to be worried about something like this on 5 or 6, oftentimes that the good decks are going to have a way to either beat you down before you get there, or like, it's going to be like a 5-mana 4/5, great, but I have, you know, these 3-4 minions on board, and you only can like attack into one of these minions, and you can't, it's not going to die when you attack, so I'm just going to keep going face, and then you're going to die 2 turns from now. So that's kind of my thought on it. Like, I definitely can appreciate, I've definitely come around to thinking it's not the worst card ever printed. So I think that there are worse cards printed.
It could be the worst card ever printed.
I don't know. Like, why not, like...
The Overload 2 is really big, too. Like, you kept coming back to that for ages. But I think we don't need to go on about Totem Goliath. I don't know if everyone wants to hear us talk about it. But it's been a funny week. And, I've definitely been getting super passionate about it and almost, like, defending the card. And it's so funny because, like, I don't know
like,
why.
Is this...
I don't know why I think in the back of my head. I'm like, I think, like, am I... I don't know why. It's just so many...
What if this just... Like, is it too good if it's Death Rattle summon 6 classic totems? I feel like then that's really good. And then you're getting, like, your 7 mana's worth at that point, right? Because, like...
Well, like, a totem right now costs 2 mana, right?
Yeah.
So you're getting all 4 basic totems.
But, like, if you're...
8 mana worth of totems. And totems aren't worth 8 mana. They're probably worth 1 mana, right?
Yes, I would say 4 totems are worth 1 mana, yes.
So you're getting a 4/5, but you're getting a 4/5.
Yeah.
Which is, if you got that at 4, you'd be happy.
Yeah.
And then you're getting 4 totems, so you're getting 1 mana off, and you're pretty happy with it. But, like, I don't know. I think the more interesting discussion is
what is the Overload 2 about on the, in this expansion, right? Like, they are, like, dialed in on Overload 2, which is such a, you know, I mean, Doomhammer is Overload 2, and Doomhammer is insane, yeah. right? Or it was insane. It's not necessarily insane again, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. But I think what they're doing is we've seen some cards that are actually good Overload cards, and they can't just overload them one.
No. I don't disagree with that. So,
cool. I want to hear about the next card.
All right, here we go.
Squelch card reviews. Oh, no.
Oh, that was... I like that you played that after we did Totem Goliath. Oh, it's funny.
That was Steven Sensei. Thank you, Steven Sensei. Steven Sensei gave us five to choose from because he is a saint. So,
I want to hear them all. I want to hear them all.
They're so good. I don't have them queued up, but we'll definitely play them all on our live stream. So for sure. And then we're going to have one next week as well. So, but we have one from Matt that I don't have queued up yet. So,
cool.
So feel free to drop us squelchcast.com, blah, 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 blah. And then leave us whatever. And we'll play it on the show because it's fun. So my next card is a Priest Warlock 8 cost epic Flesh Giant, costs 1 less for each time your hero's health changed during your turns. So 8 mana 8/8 giant, love the 8 mana 8/8 giants, cost 1 less for each time. So, you know, usually you're pretty happy to get a giant down for 3 or 4, which I think both Warlock and Priest will probably be able to get this down consistently for.
It seems like you're jumping down to.
I know. Like, sorry. The sound effects when this drop is going to be. It's going to be.
That is so gross and so creepy.
It's walking down the stairs, right?
I'm so grossed out. Ew, I'm looking at the art and hearing that and just being like, I don't want to play Hearthstone anymore.
This is what everyone was begging for, right? They wanted that, like, the edgelord stuff. So how good is the art / theme? The art and theme is insane. It might be my favorite in a while. It is perfect.
It's so gross to look at. It's playful and it's disgusting.
I want golden versions of this so bad.
Ew.
Super icky, right? And then you just get your 1,000 wind warrior out. You can't play it together, but like they can have them in like this, you know, same.
That little eye peeking out of its nipple is like the grossest, weirdest. Like, I just feel like it's locked with
the mouth. Like, no! The mouth on its arm, holding like onto that backwards arm, like.
It looks like the Vile Spine Slayer mouth.
Oh, it does look like the Vile. So, but it's just wonderful. That's cool. How fun / interesting in this card? It's as fun / interesting as any giant is, really. Like, you do a thing a bunch of times, and then you get cheap stats. I think that it encouraged a specific way of play, and I think that I generally enjoy like what giants bring to the table, even if it's not always good. So, because I think
this is a huge kick in the pants this is a huge thing for damage yourself zoo.
Oh, it's so good in
with
zoo,
the
right?
3/4 that gives you extra mana.
And the
Hat was playing it on stream today. He ran into someone on ladder playing.
And then if you're playing,
and the guy, he was like, we need this deck list, and they got it. The guy's like, I've played 1,200 games of this meta. I was like, what? But it's crazy. With the 3-mana 4/5 that deals 3 damage to your own face and stuff.
And then like, if you're playing like the Soul Stone, so you're healing 2 as well from time to time. Like,
I don't know.
Cause then if you tap for 2 and then you draw and then you get a Soul Stone off the tap, that's 2 right there, right? So that's 6. So, I mean, like, you're generally getting this down for pretty cheap. It's basically, I mean, it's almost a sea giant, really.
Yeah. I think you're still better off, though, being able to play minions that damage you. So you're putting stats on board and then people are dealing with your stats.
Well, I think you're doing both. Like, I think you're doing both. I think you're putting the. I think those soul stones are really can be almost playable in a zoo-ish deck where you're doing other zoo-y things.
Yeah, I'm just saying rather than tapping, right? Like, you'd rather play flame imp.
Oh, sure, like, sure. But, like, you know, right? With zoo, so often your minions are so cheap, you're just tapping to fill out your curve, so.
Yeah. Yeah, on turn five or six, you're tapping.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, no. Cool. How good is it? I have no idea. Like, it's probably not very good because giants aren't generally very good, but,
I was waiting to hear your opinion because I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, no. I don't think this sees any play at all. But I like it, and I think it would be fun to be playable. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like it, too. I think it's cool. Cool. So my next card is Instructor Fireheart. I think this came out today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3-mana, 3/3 Shaman Legendary. Battlecry, discover a spell that costs 1 or more. If you play it this turn, repeat this effect. It was really cool. Was it Alec Dawson who tweeted today that they tried it? Just discover a spell. If you play it this turn, repeat this effect. And the 0-cost shaman spells were way too powerful.
I imagine that's what happened. I assume that they tried this and it was unplayable because it was too powerful with the 0-cost spells.
Too powerful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, so basically whenever you cast a spell that you specifically got off this... it's like Shadow Weaver Hanar with the secrets. Like, you get another to discover another one, which I always think, like, rather than getting a random one, people were immediately comparing this to Sethic Veil Weaver. Man, I'm going on again. Dang it. Sound effect. When you play this, you are going to be saying to yourself, please no overload. Please no overload. And you're going to drop her and she's going to say, prepare to destroy your enemies and then take a pee break during your next turn. As she shows you 3 overload cards.
It's like there's going to be this game where you play this on like turn 7 or 8 and you're like, you play lightning bolt face, lightning bolt face, lightning bolt face, lightning bolt face, lightning bolt face. And then like your next turn, you're just like, I don't think that was worth it.
Totem Golem. Total Goliath, sorry. Yeah. How good is the art theme? Love the point of view from below. Wonderfully illustrated.
Is it? What's with the art? Is it just like, why does it not look... The art seems weird. It looks like it's at a lower resolution than like everything else. Like,
does it? It looks tight to me.
Okay. Huh? Maybe I'm just... Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Anyway, I like the color scheme. I like.
Oh, maybe it's because things.
It's not like
I just make it bigger. So yeah. Okay. Never mind. I'm dumb.
I'm not like in love with the art, but it's kind of cool as far as like just a human mage.
I think it's cool. Goes, I like the art.
I guess. Cool. Sethic is all the fun. This is even better. Like I like getting random things off Sethic. Shaman has some just spells in their classic set, right? Like buffing your totems or things like that. It has to be discovered. This card has to be discovered.
Oh, yes.
There are some really niche shaman spells. So shaman has really good spells at really niche things that you can't run in your deck because you're not going to be in that situation every game. And this is going to get you that thing you need more often than a lot of other classes. Like if you need a hex or you need an earthquake, you don't have to play it the turn you get it. This is going to be, you know, upcoming against Highlander Hunter. They may have Zix. I know they pulled Zixor Prime out of their deck. I'm going to try and get that earthquake off this. Didn't get it on the first one. Let's get something cheap. See if we can reroll that earthquake. Like, I think there's a lot of answers in Shaman. So I think this is actually going to be, good. And 3-mana, 3/3, discover a spell. That's good enough.
Yeah, I like, that's think good enough. This might be the best shaman card they've printed in a while. Just like on its face, like this is just a card that you can put in every single shaman deck.
Yeah, that's what I have written in my notes down here.
Well, I know, but I mean, that's just what it is. Like, it's just like, hey, shaman, we know
I missed
we
it.
Know we've given you some goofy stuff lately, notes. But here's a really great card. You know, like. Yeah. It's just like, because I know that like a big thing is like build around cards. And I was talking about that on Twitter today. So people were saying, oh, you know, this is it a build around card? Not about this specifically, but about something else. I don't remember the context of it. But like part of me, when I hear like the build around stuff is like, sometimes you don't need a build around card. Sometimes you need Ziliax. Right?
You need another card for your class that isn't terrible because you don't want to put Bone Wraith in your
sometimes
deck.
Like
right, you're like, well, it's Bone Wraith because I have nothing else good in my class, right?
Yeah, but Ziliax, right? Or Azure Drake, right? They're just like, yeah, this card is just very good. It's very good, and it probably should just go in all of your decks. And what it does is not broken, but what it does is really, really good, and you're always happy to see it. right? That's like that is. I sometimes I feel those are the cards
like
that
Tyrion,
like
Tyrion was for some.
Yeah, or like Siamat is so often in Highlander decks, right? Like. Yeah. Like so often, Siamat is just the flexibility of Siamat is a big reason why some like these slower Highlander decks are actually really playable, because sometimes you need, you know, just stats on board. Sometimes you need to rush and kill a couple minions. You know, I think these cards are sometimes underloved maybe, but I think this one's it's gonna be so good. It's just so flexible. It's yeah, you can play it on curve. You can hold on to it and play it for value later. It just really lets you kind of play however you need to play in a game, depending on whether you're the beatdown or the control. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it too.
So my next card, we're doing three tonight, by the way. Very exciting.
Yes.
So my next card is Archwitch Willow. She is a 9-mana 7/7 warlock legendary card. It says battle cry. Summon a random demon from your hand and deck. The sound effects is going to be spirit jailers come to my side. Because every time I play this, it's just going to be a couple of 1/3s dropping out. Like, I just know it. Like,
what is the spirit jailer? Oh, is it the 1/3?
The 1-mana 1/3 battle cry, put two of those things into your deck, soul stones into your deck.
If you're playing this with those, maybe.
Well, of course. You're doing I don't know.
Well, I guess, though, you have one in hand, right, that you have a lot of control over. So.
Yeah, I know. It was a joke. It was a joke.
I would have laughed harder if I had known what a spirit jailer was.
Me too.
Sorry.
All good. I don't know how good is the art / theme. I mean, the art is kind of like boilerplate fantasy.
Sorry, I'm looking at the dopey face of the spirit jailer.
It's so good, right?
He's just like, I'm doing my job.
But I think it's pretty good. It looks like an arch witch. You know, I don't dislike it. How fun or interesting is this card? I don't know why I feel like I have to say the slash. How fun or interesting is this card? I mean, we've seen this before, right? It's recruit, right? It's double recruit. Yeah. You know, yeah. I think it could be fun in the right kind of warlock deck. I think this might be a lot more fun for the person playing the card than for the person playing against it,
yeah.
Right? Because that's kind of how a recruit would go sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm definitely gonna want to try it. I really enjoyed recruit, so I think I'm definitely gonna give this a go.
It brings me back to Varian Wrynn a little bit, like 10 mana, top 3 cards of your deck, 7/7.
Yep.
Recruit yep. some stuff from
yep.
that.
Yep. It reminds me a lot yeah. of the 9-drop Highlander card for Warlock. Remember, do you remember that one?
I feel like I should, but I
don't remember if it was, I don't think it was from your deck. It was like summon 3 random demons or something. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it kind of feels like that a little bit as well. But this, you get a control because you get to put them in your deck. So,
yeah.
You know, how good is it? Probably 9 mana is super expensive. So yeah. My guess is you're definitely playing a more controlling warlock with this. So, you know, and the fact that you can have one in your hand and deck is actually super powerful. So like you don't get punished for drawing into your big demons because you can, you still get, like, I think that might be the most powerful part of this card is you get one of each. So if you draw one or two of your big demons, you're not totally punished because you get one of both. So you're not like waiting to draw, or you're not like, you know, angry because you drew in the wrong order. So I like that. Mm-hmm. If anything, it's probably going to be a fair or maybe a win more card, but I don't know. I enjoy it. I'm not sure if it's better than Galakrond. Maybe it is. I mean, you could play it with Galakrond, right, though, which is, I think, awesome because Galakrond, yeah. There you go, right? Because Galakrond Warlock, you know, is a little bit hurting for a win condition sometimes. So, I mean, if you put this in Galakrond Warlock, which is a much more controlling Warlock, that could be super fun, actually.
Yeah, I think the hard part is then you need to put more than two other demons in that deck that are big for this to be a payoff. And then, so you're going to need three or four big demons to go with this.
Right. Oh, yeah, 100%, right? So, like, what are you?
Cheaper demons. I can't even think off the top of my head, like, what big demons I want in Warlock.
And I mean, do they, and they don't always have, sometimes demons are just statted really well and they're super cheap. So, I mean, if you're getting a couple of those, like, really well-statted cheap demons, the problem is...
Like the 3-5 that destroys your mana crystals.
But the hard part is then you're playing a 3-5 yeah, that destroys your mana crystals. It's just a terrible card, right? So,
I'm just making a
joke. Oh, yeah, I know. But like,
lore, the 5-6 that deals 5 damage to you or whatever. Yeah.
So, like, how good is it? Probably not good. But I definitely want to try. I think this might be the card I'm most interested in playing with at the beginning. Because it's kind of stupid, right? Like, it's a stupid stat card. And I love stupid stat cards. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have one more?
Yeah, this is a Dan card for sure. No, I did 3.
Oh, did I do 4? 1.
Oh, no, I did 2. 2. No, that's my bad. No, yeah, sorry. My bad. I don't know. What was the other one I was
You said you were keeping it secret.
Oops. No, I did not.
Oh.
I definitely did not. I just forgot to do 3. Well, it's okay. We did 5.
So your other card is Spirit Jailer. So what do you think about Spirit Jailer?
Spirit Jailer. You know what I'll talk about really quick, actually, is... because it's up here in another window because I'm in love with it. Keymaster Alabaster. First of all, the name is just fabulous. Keymaster Alabaster.
It's so good.
I love it. 7 mana, 6-8. Whenever your opponent draws a card, add a copy to your hand that costs 1. I want to play this card so bad. I will be playing this card no matter how bad it is at some point. I'm going to be jamming this into decks, trying to convince Dan that it's good. And he's going to be right and I'm going to be wrong.
That's how it usually works. Nope. That's actually exact opposite. I'm almost always wrong with this stuff and he's almost always right.
It's not true. I'm pretty bad with card reviews, man. I'm pretty bad. What would he say? I don't know. He would be that guy who, when you've like just made yourself a meal and you walked into the room, he would be like, "Oh, you shouldn't have." And like, take your sandwich. Funnel right?
Cakes?
Like, that's totally like, you know, but it's like your professor. So like, you're just like, okay. Yeah, no, it's just really fun. I like playing with my opponent's cards and figuring out how to add them to my own win condition. So I think it'd be fun. I don't think this is good. Reminds me of Chromagus. You know, Chromagus was an 8 mana 6/8 that, like, when you draw a card, you get 2 copies of it. But this kind of reminds me of the same. So, like, it's a 7 mana 6/8. Yeah, okay, you're guaranteed 1 proc. So you're guaranteed a cheap costing card. You have no guarantee it's going to be relevant to the game from your side of the board whatsoever. But you do know that the card is going to be good enough to see play in a meta deck if you're playing whatever on ladder because mm-hmm. you're playing mm-hmm. in the meta, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't want to play this against Totem Shaman, that's for mm-hmm. sure. No, no, I don't know if it's good, but like, I'm excited for it. I'm really excited, and I love the, like, the old wizard with a white beard trope is a little played out, but there's something about this guy's style that I just dig his style.
Yeah,
I love it.
There's nothing cooler than a like dude with a big gray beard.
It's like, maybe it's just the shortness of his hat and his little beady eyes or something. I don't know.
Looking into a mirror right there. It's like beady eyes, check. Gray beard, check.
His awesome belt buckle. Like, he's just, I don't know. I like this cat.
So I think we should give people, because we're going to do a live. Last expansion, we did a stream of, we just reviewed the whole set and it was super fun. And so we're going to do that again this time. We'll probably have the date next week, I would guess, but kind of like pay attention to our Twitter or whatever. But like, I think we should give the people like the people. Oh my gosh. We should give the listeners like an idea of what to expect with that genius stream that is coming. So I want to hear you tell me right now about that Warrior 9 mana 9/9.
What do you mean? So, the Warrior 9 mana 9/9, yeah. The Rattlegore?
Yeah, Rattlegore.
What do you mean you want to hear me tell you
Give me
it?
Your card review on Rattlegore.
I think Rattlegore is hilarious. Right? Like, how good is it? Like, it's hilarious. I don't know. I think it's awful.
You know,
it's absolutely awful. I don't think it'll ever play.
You are going to be playing on ladder one day, and some doofus is going to be playing that on their deck, and it is going to wreck you, like completely wreck you.
I got absolutely destroyed by an Alar deck. I can't even remember what it was. Like rank three, right? And the person just had like copies of the Alar, like four copies of it, and I died. And I was like, I was that 1 in 10. I was the 1 in 10 who they drew the nuts, and I didn't have a chance. And yes, absolutely, Rattlegore is going to be the same way. You're just going to get the right matchup. Against, you know, those control matchups where it's just like, you know, okay, so your control warrior maybe playing in the mirror, you throw that in and you win the game.
It's like the right? It's like the boom statsiest boom stats card ever though, right? Like
where it's like you're at the end of your decks and you're like, I've got a Deathwing and 8 mana 12/12 and it's gonna clear, but that's gonna be sick. What are they like, gonna do?
You're gonna be are playing
they teched in Rattlegore? What? I'm dead.
You're gonna be playing in the control mirror and someone's gonna play that put 10 cards in your deck and they're gonna get two copies of Rattlegore and you're just gonna feel really awful.
Yeah. No, I like it's gonna be an evolve thing. People are gonna evolve.
Oh my gosh, right?
You know, yeah.
At least it's a 9 drop. That's a, you know what? If it were a 10 drop, oof. Can you imagine Shaman with that being a 10 drop? Oh my goodness.
You know what would be the best if his voice line was like, I'm back. And then you kill it and it's like, I'm back. And then you kill it again. It's back. Like, I'm back. And then you kill it the last time. It's back. Like, bye. Goodbye.
Bye bye.
Love you.
I can't wait to get this off of Brightwing. It's going to be so great.
Yeah. Oh, I had a huge hit off of Brightwing the other day. What did I get?
Every hit off of Brightwing is off. Awesome.
And then, I can't even remember. It was last night. I can't remember. And I was going to talk to you about it today. It was awesome. I knew you'd be really excited. It was something silly, stupid that won me a game. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Cool.
All right. Yeah, so that was a preview. Hey, we got some riddles, right? In the hopper?
Oh, we do. I totally forgot because I didn't put it into the show notes. Yes, we do have. We do. Hold on. Yes.
What have I got
in my pocket? So good. So good. All right. So Random Identity gave us a part two.
So we got Random Identities wrong. Oh
no! Go ahead. Give the back.
We got Random Identities wrong last week. It is not Elise.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't Elise as soon as we turned off the podcast. I was like, there's no way that was Elise. That didn't make any sense.
No, but like the man and the fish thing.
Yeah,
going there. Well, thanks for being so supportive of my guess and then shutting me down. I knew you were wrong.
No. Right, I didn't. I thought you were right until I realized later that you were wrong.
Yeah.
But,
well, I've been told I'm wrong, but I still think I'm right.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. Well, we can talk about being a white man later on the show. Here we go.
Thanks. Yeah.
Additional hints
for
a card that is not Elise Starseeker. Not being man, nor fish, nor Liz, amphibic still my nature is. Perhaps due to nobility, unique is my ability.
So is it a Naga?
So, can you play that one more time, Mac?
Yeah.
Additional hints for a card that is not Elise Starseeker. Not being man, nor fish, nor Liz, amphibic still my nature is. Perhaps due to nobility, unique is my ability.
Nefarian? Or what? No, not Nefarian. What's the guy who summons all the Murlocs? The Overlord? Neptalon. Is it Neptalon?
What does Neptalon have to do?
Someone with royalty. They've got a queen. The clue last week was they have a queen in their entourage. And,
Is there a Naga that we're missing?
Because they're like, I don't want to just start digging through. I want us to get this. So,
should I play the original back again one more time? Here, hold on. Here's the original.
Yeah, and sure. Yeah.
I'm not a man and not a fish. 'cause unlike you, I couldn't wish. A queen as in my entourage, the motley rest may differ harsh. But recently, a next of kin from outlands was admitted in.
Sir Finley? Because he's royalty? Was
next
sir?
Of kin. A Naga. A Naga was admitted into the temple in the solo content.
Oh, really?
It is a Naga. It is a Naga. Totally is a Naga. It's gotta be, right?
I don't know that don't Naga know, was like... in the solo content, though. I didn't play it. I've been saving it for like a rainy day. I want to play it. I just haven't got around to it yet.
No, I know. Naga Lord. What other Nagas are there? Is there?
There's a Wrathscale Naga, a Naga Sandwich, a Naga Corsair, and a Naga Sea Witch.
But is there like a some sort of a? There's no like. Oh, is it Lady Vash?
Lady Vash. It's Lady Vash. We're so stupid. It's Lady Vash.
You think it's Lady Vash?
I think
Vash.
It's Lady
We're
Vash.
We're guessing Lady Vash.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's Random Identity, right?
Yeah.
I always get his name wrong. Yeah. Random Identity messaged me today and was like, hey, you didn't get it right. Do you want me to do another clue? And I was like, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Please. That's amazing. So if we're wrong again, I want more clues, and I don't want anyone in the Squelch community to like ruin this for us. I want us to get this on our own when they're like, when Random Identity comes back with, I'm not a man, I'm not a fish, I'm a five man, a five five. It means battle cry. Like, and we're like, fine, we got it. Like, you know, yeah. Anyway, this is great. I think it's Lady Vash. It's got to be
that's,
Lady
Vash. Yeah, I think you're right with Lady Vash. That seems really good. Okay. All right, cool. That is it for this week, which is great because my throat is dry. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening last week. We don't appreciate you all enough, I guess. Tweet at the show at SquelchCast. Send us an email to the Dragonbox at SquelchCast@gmail.com. Go to the website and drop us a line. Read any of our drops and we will play them on the show for sure. So, yeah, squelchcast.com. And then, yeah, thank you. Oh, all of our social media is there as well. So, yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And thank you very much. We love you. And remember, this is a game, and games are supposed to be fun.
For all the times you said while playing in one game,
I'm wiped.
Ouch.
Ugh, I'm tired.
I'm pretty tired, but I'm feeling way better than I was last night.
Good.
A little less tired.
I want to play Hearthstone really bad, but I think it is smart for me to go to bed.
I think I'm going to take like a 10-15 minute break, and then I think maybe I'll just stream Son's webcam. I might do that.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I might pop in. I've been listening to I'm splitting a subscription of the Great Courses Plus with my dad. It's like $10 a month. So it's $20 a month. So the Great Courses is like, it's a bunch of like lectures by people who do like lecture stuff. And so, and I'm obsessed like with like indigenous like American like society and culture pre-Columbus. Like, I think it is the most interesting thing that we just have like no information about. And so I went and got like Magellan TV, and like the first thing I watched was like bonkers racist. It was just so racist. It was like this I watched 15-20 minutes of it. It was like this documentary about like did people from Europe make it to China pre such and such a time, and did Chinese society really, you know, grow on its own in a vacuum, which is what, you know, China claimed, and it's probably most likely true. And this person's agenda, it was just so awful. And I was like, I just couldn't. And so I canceled that within like the first 20 minutes of having it. And then I went and got a free week of Great Courses Plus. And I am streaming like this ancient societies of South America. And so the first four
Dude,
episodes
awesome.
was a guy like lecturing about like the Peruvian Peruvian society, and like how like the people of like the Peru are one of like six places where culture like just spontaneously happened in the world. So it was like Egypt, Mesopotamia, China. I said that word wrong. Sorry. Peru, Mesoamerica, and then somewhere else I'm forgetting. But
interesting.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And so I'm almost like obsessed with it. And so I'm like watching it. I'm like watching or slash listening to like an episode every night before I go to sleep. And it's just, I can't, like, that kind of stuff is so like, it's not like, you know, it's not nearly as like, it's like one of those, like, it's not an eye catching documentary. Like you get like on like Netflix, the History Channel, like it's more often than not made to be listened to than to be watched. But,
yeah,
like the information is real and like, that matters so much.
It's like educated people.
I love like the concept of the History Channel and what the History Channel was before it became whatever it is turned into now, right? Like, yeah. I love that. And like, it's
one of my favorite podcasts to listen to is called Origin Stories. And it's like all about the evolution of humans and where we come from and stuff. And it's just a lot of different like, paleontologists and like evolutionary biologists and stuff, like who just talk about what they've been researching and what they know, and it's like it's super interesting. I like that stuff a lot.
Yeah So anyway, it just like scratches an itch that I don't, it's hard to scratch, like, you know, I want to learn, I don't want to be entertained. I'd like to do both, but so often,
well, the hope is that the content is
yes, so that
motivating enough to be learning,
yeah, right? And so like
that it's not a,
and so like some of it, like it's very much like based on the lecturer. So some, you know, you've been, yeah, you know, if you went to, if you ever went to college or high school,
I've been to university,
yeah, right, like been to three different, sometimes, yeah, like, you know, a class is awesome because of the person, you know, lecturing at the front, and sometimes it's miserable for the same reason. And so yeah, you definitely get that with the great courses. I've run into that. Like I have the Mongolians version. Like I bought the Mongolians one years ago and I still haven't finished it because like the person who is lecturing is just too dry to carry the content, which is really unfortunate. Yeah. But luckily
I've definitely had professors like that though in university, yeah, right? Where it's like, I've left a course going, why couldn't that professor have just not delivered it that,
yeah,
way? Like, I think I really would have enjoyed this course. And I've also left courses being like, I shouldn't have enjoyed that subject matter so much.
Yeah.
But the professor had me right in. And some, yeah. Anyway.
But that's, yeah, great. Cool. All right. Well, thank you for sticking around for Squelchcast, the
Great Courses Plus advertisement?
But if Great Courses Plus
unpaid advertisement,
if you want to pay us Great Courses Plus, like, sure, like I will pimp Great Courses Plus on this show, like, sure, why not?
It's awesome. It sounds great.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Thank you, everybody. Cool.
Later, guys. Later, everybody. Cool. Stop. Upload.